If you've been to the theater lately, just about any theater, you were likely reminded before the lights dimmed to turn off your cell phone. Well, not at Ego Beta. That's a production here in Washington, D.C. that asks audience members to keep their smartphones on. NPR's Tamara Keith checked it out.
Full disclosure here. I'm friends on Facebook with some of the people involved with the show. That's how I heard about it. Walk into the theater, and ushers who look like they could work at an Apple store encourage you to opt in to the Ego app.
And here you go. You've opted in.
This app was designed to be part of the show. When audience members opt in, they don't get the functionality it promises, but they do hand over their Facebook data to the performers, their photos, status updates, political views, and relationship status. The show has the feel of a tech company product demo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the founder and CEO of BeepSync, Joseph Price.
With a black t-shirt and jeans and an understated manner, this CEO is modeled after Apple's Steve Jobs. Joseph Price plays the part of Joseph Price.
He believes in the mission of Peeps Inc., which is to make your life better by making the digital encroach on your personal space as much as possible.
There's no set, just a screen that follows along as the show runs through the Ego app's fictional features, using data from audience members to demonstrate how it works. Here are performers Catherine Dedman and Derek Hills.
Introducing Ego Amigo. With Ego Amigo, never friend a dud again.
So stop wasting money on expensive vacations to far-off continents just to impress your friends. Take an ego trip.
Status updates, wedding pictures, and photos from a wild night out are all taken out of context in the name of comedy. In another bit, the audience learns who in the room has the most friends and who has the least.
Both Victor and Dustin have a desperate, insatiable need for more friends, and I say we give them what we need. If you refresh your Ego app right now, you'll have an opportunity to friend both of them.
And the show culminates with the ultimate Ego feature, eBro.
Guys, I think you're going to love this.
Again, Joseph Price.
Do any of you guys have a friend who's just a little needy, needs a little too much attention, but you're not quite ready to unfriend them?
eBro puts your Facebook friends on autopilot. A like here, a comment there. No need to read all those status updates.
It's amazing. It's astounding. Think of how many more friends you could have if the cloud could manage all of your relationships for you. It just works.
The show's producers are hoping it gets the audience thinking about privacy, what we share about ourselves, and about the relationships we have online. Amy Cashew is the show's director.
Is a Facebook connection more vacuous than an in-person connection? Does it have value? And I think the answer is yes and no.
At least for now, the Ego app is just theater.
eBro coming in quarter four, 2011, with the rest of the Ego suite.
But it might be telling us something very real. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.